I want to talk to y'all about car shopping, okay? I want to read you a letter that I just got at the office this week. And it says, "Dear Rosie, Romy, and Jennifer, thank you so much for picking our name as the October staycation winners. We want to let you know that John Pratt at Sanderson Ford was so very kind. They let us keep our SUV there for 4 days while we took their new Ford and went to Sedona, Flagstaff, Williams, Cottonwood, and Bullhead City. When we returned to Sanderson Ford and picked up our own SUV, we found that it had been washed and filled with gas. I told John Pratt, this is why you've been in business for 65 years. Sanderson goes above and beyond for all their customers. It's nice doing business with people like this." And that's from Maggie and Jim, who did just win our October staycation, having an experience at Sanderson Ford. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a new vehicle, you got to take a look at the incredible line of Ford vehicles. And if you're looking at Ford, you got to get to Sanderson Ford for the ultimate family buying experience. It's no hassle, and it's been that way for 65 years. Get over to Sanderson Ford. You'll thank me for this, just like Maggie and Jim did. All right, we're here talking about cleanliness. And there's a difference in cleanliness definitions. I have family members whose homes I go into, and they think their homes are clean. I dry heave all the way to the back door to get out in the backyard. Everybody's got a different definition. What does the CDC say is clean? And what can you guys achieve?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll take this just real quick. Nick's got some great background information on this. But one of the things that we had to do, everyone is learning about the CDC right now. It's one of the most popular government agencies right now. We are glued to the radio. We're glued to the television. We're trying to figure out what the CDC is telling us today is, whether it be the numbers, whether it be protocols, whatever the case may be. But we had to look it up as well to make sure that we were in step with the scientists, right? So CDC, if you go to their website, they actually say that cleaning is nothing more than physically removing germs, dirt, and impurities from the surface using detergent and water. That's their definition, not ours. Okay. So the next thing you kind of understand is, okay, what we really need to be doing is disinfecting, right? And somebody says, okay, what's the difference? Well, once again, I'll defer to the CDC. Disinfecting is the killing of germs on surfaces or objects using chemicals to kill the germs, microbes, or microorganisms. So that is their definition. So disinfecting is literally taking all the bacteria, all the pathogens, and destroying them. And that's what needs to be done, especially with what's going on right now.
Nick, how clean can you get my house?
Well, that depends on you initially. As long as we can go into your house that is, in all intents and purposes, organized and neatly put away and surface clean, we can go in and we can actually get your environment down to, by the time we walk out the door, the same cleanliness as an operating room.
Wow.
So all of your surfaces, and to what we talked about earlier, it's not just the surfaces you can touch. It's surfaces you can't see, the behind, the underneath, the in-between that our treatment will actually go and continually clean for up to 45 days after we've left. So
that's an interesting point, because you get me to operating room cleanliness. Now, what happens when I open the back door and I let Buck or Bullet or Bandit come in to lay down on their bed beside the door?
Well, based on the fact that the farm animals are so far the cleanest people we've seen yet, I wouldn't worry too much.
Okay. All right.
They can stay.
But we actually have a proprietary disinfecting solution that bonds to all surfaces that has a continual kill. If you look at it under a electron microscope, it looks like a bed of nails. So any microbials that come in with Buck,
Bullet,
or whoever,
Bandit, Buck, Bullet, and Bandit.
Anything the three Bs bring in, yeah. If if those microorganisms were to land on any surface, those are actually going to either burst or not be able to land until they wither away and die. They need food, and what we do is we remove the food source for bacteria.
We've been talking about how clean y'all can get someone's house. Who are your primary customers? Who do you have booked out for the next several weeks? The home show. Who are the people saying, I've got to get you there? Was it people that are maybe exposed or think they've been exposed or travelers coming in or out? Who's your customers?
It's been a combination of all. I will say that in the beginning, when it was just on everywhere you turned, you heard the word COVID, and it was people a little bit out of fear. I had an employee who has been exposed. I've been exposed. Could you come out right away? So initially it was very reactionary.
Okay.
And that slowly evolved, and people have realized that because, again, we're changing what the narrative of quote unquote clean is, I have to be more proactive. My customers are demanding, what am I doing differently for my customers, for my employees? What am I doing differently in my own home that I should be doing? And the more that we get to do segments like this, we've been on the local news stations also. We've got a bunch of YouTube videos to look at too. We are actually changing that narrative. We're educating, and people are now calling saying, hey, I understand that you guys can help us get to the standards that we should be. Please come out and give us a service. And then if you would, give us a little takeaway of what we can talk about with our family members, talk about with our associates, talk about with our customers even.
Well, as a remodeler that's been remodeling the Arizona homeowners for 45 years, I've had to create a couple quote unquote clean rooms for hyperallergenic people, mm-hmm. whether it be their bedroom or their study or whatever. Tens and tens of thousands of dollars in special tactics and strategies are involved. So we're talking about making your home operation room disinfected, clean. I think listeners right now are picturing in their mind something that costs thousands of dollars. Surprise them. Tell them what you can do it for.
Well, it would be great if the market would demand that kind of pricing. But at the end of the day, what we've tried to do is we've tried to bring this to be, Tom keeps saying, approachable to anybody. You know, we're not just targeting IBM and Honeywell and companies like that. We want to get into your home. We want to make you safe in your own home. So we are our current ad pricing is $399 for a house up to 2,400 square feet. But there's, you know, we've got a Rosie special running, I think, on social media and possibly our website right now. That's only $299.
You're going to turn my 2,500 square foot home, if I'm tidy and I'm picked up, you're going to turn my 2,500 square foot home into operation room disinfected clean for $300?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. How long does this take?
So going back to, if I step back for just a quick second, Nick hit on some really important points. You know, originally when this was all developed, this was commercial-based. That's where our experience was. Those were our relationships.
Right.
When we started working with a lot of these associates, employees, we had people who said, hey, listen, I've got kids that are going back to school soon. I've got family members who have underlying health concerns, immune deficiencies, things of that nature. And that's really how we got into the residential part. And then we started getting into the residential with real estate agents. So when you have an open house, think of all the people that come through your home, right? And then the homeowner comes back every day going, okay, I want people to come through my home. I want a successful offer, but I want to make sure my home is safe. So that's really been our transition into this.
Interesting.
So again, most of our stuff has been large scale. We have really been working with the community, individual homeowners, and we've gotten the process down to your question more specifically for that 2,500 square foot home, depending on the number of questions the homeowner has for us for kind of the education part.
Yeah.
We're about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes.
Do I have to stay out of the home for 3 weeks? I mean, are you putting stuff in there that's going to be harmful?
Not at all.
And actually,
One second. Yeah. This is mind blowing to me. I mean, for $299, I'm going to get a 2,500 square foot home made, operating room, disinfected, clean. What's the phone number for that?
Phone number to reach us, 480-844-2596.
Mention you heard it at Rosie.
Please.
That's going to save you $100.
25%.
I mean, even the full price of $399 is a bargain.
It's been keeping us busy.
Now, Nick, you mentioned that we can count on this for about a 90-day window. What happens at the end of the 90 days?
It's just something we recommend that you can bring us back to have that maintenance of confidence in your own environment. So it depends on high use. I mean, if you are traveling out of town for 2 months, maybe you don't need to have us come back. But it's that peace of mind. What is your peace of mind? What is my peace of mind? It's all different. Some people are having us come back every week because they're just scared. And we're okay with that. We try and work with everybody's budgets. But at the end of the day, having us come back monthly or quarterly is really the way to truly know that when you're sitting down watching whatever you're watching on TV, listening to Rosie on the House, you can look around and know you've taken the right steps to create safety.
And is it that price every time you come back?
The answer is yes. Okay. Now, one of the other things that we offer, once we get into an environment, get into someone's home, we kind of get a baseline, better understand how many people live in it, foot traffic, are you year-round, are you seasonal? That'll help guide us to what to share with you. So the answer is yes. If you have us come back quarterly or something like that, we do have some people that are on more of a subscription basis, so like a monthly, where we come back and spray, and Nick has developed that system. Could be as low as $99 a month.
Wow.
So, but again, we try to customize this. We try not to go in with one size fits all. The system, the Bio 360 Plus, is a one size fits all. That's where we can get you down to that number, Rosa, that you've been mentioning. So we've got to fulfill that system, the maintenance part of it, and some of the new products like the film that we shared with you while we were at your offices. Those are prolonging the cleanliness.
And the phone number to schedule this.
Phone number, please, 480-844-2596.
Now, Jennifer, Sunday and Monday, we have two daughters, two son-in-laws, five grandchildren, a dog, a rabbit named Twitch, what's the other, a gerbil? A hamster, all showing up at our house for 2 weeks. What are things, and that starts tomorrow.
Okay.
So what can we do ourselves? Because I know I can't get you there between now and 11 o'clock tomorrow morning when the airplane lands.
Absolutely. When we were at your offices, one of the things that Nick does really well when we meet with both our commercial and residential customers, and it's more our residential, is we kind of learned a little bit more about your cleaning practices. Again, not judgmental. We learned that people are doing really good things. We simply try to highlight them and make them maybe a little bit better. And when we say better, it's ultimately safer. That's what we're really driving at. So one of the things that we were having a conversation about the office and off air is some of the cleaning supplies that you have at your home. We use, you know, the disinfecting wipes, whether it's a Lysol product, it's a Kirkland product, it's a, you know, Clorox product. One of the first things that we learned was misuse of everyday household products. And one of the first things that we thought was so easy to share with people was when you clean or disinfect, what is it you're doing? And they'll go through the mop and stuff like that. And we talk about changing out water and ratios, you know, for the solutions that you use. But everyone goes back to those disinfecting wipes. And you can't even get them anymore. We joked about that a couple of moments ago. And so we said, okay, which ones do you use? Not that we have a brand preference, but what we try to do is go, show us how you use them. They kind of look at you inquisitively and they go, okay, I take it out of the jar, I wipe it, I get a paper towel, and I wipe it off. And they go, okay. And they go, okay, you have that look. That's a judgment look. It's not a judgment look. Read the back of the can. The back of the can is like two font and it's 9,000 words, right? None of us can read it. You got to take your phone, you got to take a picture, and you have to expand it, right? At least I do. And one of the first things we share with people to get them to kind of loosen up a little bit, listen, and become a partner with us is we look at that dwell time. Or wet time. And if you look at the back of that canister, that dwell time is going to be anywhere from 5 to 11 minutes. And when you tell people that, they look at the can, they look at you, they look at the can, they look back and go, that's not really what I have to do though, right?
Well, I'll tell you it is, because those two phones, the bad one was mine. I'll just own it. But I clean mine with a wipe.
Okay.
And the other person does not, has never, ever. So, and I just take it in my hand and I wipe it all around. And I think, yep, good deal. I feel better about myself,
yep,
and my phone. But you showed me you had to leave the wipe on there. You had to fold it and leave it on there.
Absolutely. What Nick did, you're exactly right. And thanks for sharing that in detail. Basically, what we do is we try to share with people, hey, listen, because of how dry it is in Arizona, at least in Maricopa County, you have to help it. And what Nick does is he teaches all of our customers to take that Clorox wipe, fold it, leave it wet on the back of the phone, let it let it do its job, remove it, and then when we tested your phone the second time, drastic change.
Can you go ahead.
Never mind. I'm not going to go there. We're going to go on a break.
Well, first of all, I want you to give out your website, because that's another way that they can find you and sign up too. If you, as long if you sign up for the
Rosie Special.
Rosie Special. Yeah,
absolutely.
Make sure you put Rosie on there.
They can certainly find us at telephone number, or also, as you said, the website, hospitalitybiocleaners.com.
Fantastic. We'll be right back, y'all.